See, maybe there's the, well, I have to get this word. There's the Father, the Son, and the Holy.
Holy Ghost, huh?
Okay, that's the one I have to get. What about,
You heard about the fella was sitting in the house, and he said this ghost comes through the wall just like there wasn't any. And I went through the other one the same way.
Okay, what about if you were, let's say you were going to move the smaller TV from this room to that room. What would you would how would you describe moving it?
Carry it in there, I guess.
Okay. Would you ever use any word other than carry? Would you tote or?
No, tow something. You usually have a chain or rope or something between them, you know.
I see.
Like you tow a car or something like that, you know.
So that's different.
Yeah.
The opposite of boy is
girl.
Okay. Now, what's the term that they would use for a girl that goes with a boy? She's his
sweetheart.
Uh-huh. Would they use the term girlfriend?
Or, yeah, girlfriend. Or
and,
sweetheart.
Any other you can think of? Has that changed any in the?
I don't think so. That I've ever heard of.
Okay. Now you told me a little about the party you're going to have down here next week. Are there other local parties or fairs?
Well, there won't be any that night.
Uh-huh. But I mean.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a week ago, I think. And then they said Arvada was having a dance and free beer or something, so they knew they'd get all the crowd, so they postponed it.
That's a good idea. But do they ever have these gatherings where they bring in livestock and have cowboys ride it in competition?
Oh, the rodeo?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, they have them Gillette every year.
I see, but nothing right around in this small area.
Uh-uh.
Now, is there a difference between them? Would they call it a rodeo by another name?
Nothing I ever heard of. No, rodeo is all I ever heard of.
Okay. And if someone is funny, they say he or she has a good sense of
humor. Huh?
Okay. And getting back to this girlfriend boyfriend thing, if they go to a dance, they say he is her
boyfriend.
Okay. And the would they say he takes her, or he escorts her, or accompanies her? Which would they?
Oh, he took her to the dance the other night.
So okay. Yeah. So take or took.
Yeah.
Okay. What's this makeup that women wear on their cheekbone?
Rouge.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what about the term dude? What does that mean? Is that sort of a derogatory term?
Yeah, it's an Eastern guy that comes out and buys him a pair of boots and a big hat. Gets an old half-dead horse to ride.
So he may look the part?
Yeah, he might look the part. You know, that's what they got dude ranches up here in Sheridan, you know, and these guys come out from the East and spend a week up there.
Act like cowboys?
Act like, and they have pack trips, take a back, fishing horseback, you know.
So, what do you think of those guys?
Oh, some of them. They're mostly nice people, you know. They're money people. They couldn't stay at them dude ranches.
Oh, yeah. I saw some of those on the way in. Expensive looking places.
Yeah.
If someone dies, the burial box, they put them in, that's called
a coffin?
Okay. Would they ever use casket or is
that? Yeah, I've heard casket too loud.
Which would you prefer to use, do you think?
Oh, I'd be damned if I know. One's just like the other one.
Either will do.
Yeah. Okay.
And they take that, and they have sort of a ceremony for the person before they bury him. That ceremony.
Funeral.
Okay. Then they take the casket or coffin, and they bury him in the place where they bury him.
In the cemetery.
Him. Okay.
Well, there's some buried out in the hills, too.
Mm-hmm. Where are your people buried?
Oh, dad's in Buffalo, mom's in Billings, and grand folks buried in Gillette.
But nobody out in the hills.
Mm-mm.